Josh Harris here with AM 1160 The Quest, continuing my conversation with Shayla M., a heroic Eucharistic pilgrim who was on her way to the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis, but now is currently there. I really look forward to you hearing this dynamic interview and just learning about how this trip is impacting her life and so many others. God bless.
What inspired you to jump into this pilgrimage? Because it's not a little sacrifice. We think about, you know, it's not, well, I'll be back after a long weekend and mm-hmm. I'll tap back into work. I mean, you're talking about 65 days or 60 days. So pressing pause on a lot.
Sure.
Right. But again, Jesus sometimes calls us to take some pretty big steps, and the rewards are so much more beneficial for us. But at the same time, that sacrifice can be scary. What inspired you to take this big step for the Lord?
Yeah, I have been wanting to do the Camino in Spain for a couple years. It's kind of been on my heart a little bit. So last year, at this time in June, I was preparing for this year to planning a year out with my work, like, hey, I want to do this pilgrimage. I want to be gone for 2 weeks to maybe even a month in Europe. Okay. So that was already kind of on my plan, my heart. I think I was like, the Lord's calling me here. That would be really, really beautiful time with him. And then this fall, I heard about the pilgrimage, and I've grown so close to the Eucharist, and that's exactly like Jesus has just met me there many, many times. And so in the past, I would say especially, you know, 5-6 years in the Eucharist is where I've met God, and that's where I've met Jesus. And so I was trying to keep an eye on what is this Eucharistic revival happening in the church. So I signed up for an email list with the National Eucharistic Revival. And then they sent an email saying perpetual pilgrims wanted, you know, we're having a Eucharistic pilgrimage. And I was like, I don't know what a perpetual pilgrim is, but I want to do that. And so I looked into it, and I thought, well, that's my American Camino.
Wow.
That's exactly like, I was like, who cares about the Camino in Europe?
Yeah.
Like, this is a walk with Jesus. We get you're walking with the Lord here. This is a whole new caliber. And it was just like, it was clear instantly on my heart. I was like, this is why the Lord has been kind of setting things up beforehand.
Wow.
Even with my work and everything, of course, 2 months is longer than I had anticipated. But it ended up working out beautifully with my work, and Jesus just lined everything up perfectly so that I could spend this time with him.
That's incredible. So what would you say? You've got a snapshot of who you were when you started and who you are now. Would you say there are any significant spiritual milestones or personal milestones that the Lord has helped you cross during this time?
Yeah. When you're so close to humble Jesus and like the humility that he has by allowing him to be in the form of bread, to be that close to him for that long, you really are humbled yourself. And so I think I have just been so reminded of my littleness and he's invited me to childlikeness, like a childlike faith and joy. And really, I think that has grown exponentially on this pilgrimage.
Yeah.
And so, he's just invited me to be small like him.
Mm.
And in that, I'm able to reach a lot of people, and like I'm able to remain small so that anyone could approach me, and that we're going out to walk the streets with Jesus. We, in the sense, us pilgrims get to be like the apostles, like the little apostles. That's why I keep calling ourselves is the little apostles.
It's best band name ever.
I know. That was my T-ball team when I was growing up, was
really?
The little apostles.
Wow. That's
so
fantastic.
I keep calling ourselves the little apostles because people see us and they see Jesus. They're like, oh, those are the pilgrims. They're walking with our Lord. They're like him. And I hope and pray that I can be like him. And I really want to, and I desire that. And he, spending that face time with him, you become more like him.
Yeah.
And that's for any Catholic. That's not just for the pilgrims. That's for any person that spends time with Jesus in adoration. When you spend time in front of the Eucharist, you can't help but be a mirror to Jesus and show him to the world. And so that's what we get to be as pilgrims, is we get to to walk with him, to learn from him, to be face to face with him for hours in the van. Wow. In such a special and intimate time with the Lord. And then we get to go to the streets and be him to other people too, and like walk with him and show people that Jesus is real and he wants their hearts.
Yeah, so every day is like a spiritual makeover in a sense.
It really is. It seriously is. Yeah.
And that was that phrase. I love you just saying, like, we are who we hang out with, right?
Yes.
And so if you hang out with the Lord, you look more like him. That's so beautiful. I guess the last thing I'll just harp on is I love how you talked about being little for God, right? And you're just little, apostles?
A little apostle. Yeah.
I mean, it's really a nod to St. Therese, right? Mm-hmm. Where that beautiful, like, little way. And Jesus says, bring the children to me. And it's really what sounds like you're talking about just curling up in his arms and letting him elevate you to a new level of holiness, happiness, sanctity, not without struggles, but still that we can find that rest in his arms. I love that. Is there anything else you'd like to just share with listeners or something that's on your heart?
Yeah, I think I would just say to any listeners, if you are desiring a deep relationship with the Lord, adoration is a good place to start, and just to go and sit before him and ask him to speak to your heart and to rest with your heart, and just be humble and open to that Spirit. Don't try and grasp. I think so many times we go and we just tell God all of our laundry list of all the things that we want him to do for us, and then we're not willing to listen.
Yeah.
So just be willing to listen to Jesus, what he actually is speaking to you, and how, he wants to love you so deeply. And I think that's for every human person. He wants to love so deeply. So allow him to love you.
Well, couldn't think of a more poignant way to sign off. Thank you so much, Shayla Elm. Is that
correct? That's right. You got it.
Like the elm tree. Shayla Elm, a.k.a. the Little Apostle. We're so glad that you could join us and inspire me and, anyone listening today. This is just such a great conversation. We're so grateful we got to chat with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Josh.
God bless you.
You too.
Thank you so much to Shayla Elm for that very meaningful and powerful testimony. And I'm joined with my co-host, Allison DeLule, who is listening for the first time. Allison, was there anything particularly poignant about her words that just inspired you?
Well, you know what? When she was talking about being with Jesus at his feet on the trek, you know, as she's on her way to Indiana, I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm not able to go to Indiana, but we have Catholic churches everywhere and we have Eucharistic adoration. So what a gift how she was saying that he desires to be close to all of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
What a great opportunity for us to go to adoration and just to be with him.
Absolutely. What you're saying is so poignant because holiness is equal opportunity. You don't necessarily need to be in a van with a priest or doing something monumental like they are. You can just drive a few minutes away and sit at the feet of Jesus and let him speak to your heart. So I invite you to say a special prayer for all those at the Eucharistic Congress, that God's glory may touch their hearts in a way that sparks a worldwide Eucharistic revival. And now, back to the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160, The Quest.